Well, it is a somber day in public radio, in journalism, but also our next story is a reminder of the intractable war in Afghanistan. NPR photojournalist David Gilkey, 50, and NPR Afghan interpreter 38-year-old Zabiullah Tamana were killed over the weekend when the Afghan National Army convoy they were traveling with came under attack. Their Afghan driver was also killed. NPR correspondent Tom Bowman and producer Monika Evstatieva were traveling in a separate vehicle and are safe if shaken. David, or Gilkey, is the first American journalist not in the military to be killed in Afghanistan. He was considered simply one of the best photojournalists in the world, covering Gaza, South Africa, Iraq, the Balkans. His many awards included the 2011 Still Photographer of the Year from the White House News Photographers Association. But more important, he was respected by his colleagues, and one of them, Morning Edition host David Green, joins us from Washington. David, we are so sorry.
I appreciate that, Robin. You know, there are many of us in the NPR family who knew David incredibly well, and this has been a really hard day.
Well, when you bunker with somebody, you know, there's nothing like it. But also, you walk in that building, and his art is all over it.
I mean, it's everywhere. He really redefined who we are, I think, as a news organization. I remember early on when David started taking these unbelievable photos that went along with many of our radio stories. You know, people would sort of half joke and say, what, you have this award-winning photographer and he's at NPR? And now, you know, we're this multimedia news organization. He led the way.
Yeah.
And really brought people faces and places and just brought them to life in such a powerful way.
Well, we're going to link people at hereandnow.org to the compilation NPR has put together. It is stunning. I'm looking at a girl in a poppy field, and here's a man crossing a stream with a donkey carrying his material. Looks again to be in Afghanistan. He knew what he was doing. Let's listen to just a little bit of David Gilkey talking about the precautions he had to take in a hostile environment.
We step for step with the soldiers. You literally are instructed before going on a patrol, don't ever take a step out of where you see another footstep. It's that precarious.
David, talk about that, his seriousness.
I think he was really proud about how accepted he was by the military. They thought of him as one of their own. And I say that really carefully because even though he was so welcomed, he was still objective. I mean, he was objective in his journalism and he caught the horrors of war. He caught all sides of the war. But if you look at just some of the faces of soldiers, he was so up close and empathetic, I think. You just got a human side of war that I think you never saw anywhere else. And that's one of the things that made him so special. And Robin, I'll tell you, the thing that really struck me was a note we got about his body, which was draped in an American flag when it arrived at a U.S. Army post in Afghanistan. And I mean, there were members of the Army soldiers who were lined up for a full honor guard to salute his body and Zabi's body as well. But it just shows you that he gained their trust, and that was so important.
You mentioned Zabi. Again, Zabiullah Tamana, who we understand was recruited by NPR's Philip Reeves to join NPR, 38 mm-hmm. years old, leaves behind three young children. As others are writing, he wrote the big news when a new Afghani president was sworn in, but also covered the daily attacks. He also, Zabi, put his life on the line. And you mentioned, too, the affection of the military for this respectful photographer. I'm looking at one of David's pictures here. It's Bravo Company's Private Cody Lee Ensley walking through the safety of the gates at an American base after a day-long fierce attack. The look in his eyes. You know,
I'm looking at that, too. I mean, through those glasses and just the pain, and to allow David to be that close to capture something like that. Again, it's a side of a human side of war that I would just see in David's photography. And it came from who David was.
Yeah. So David Green, David Gilkey's work, again, you know, risking his life to tell the stories of other lives. But also sometimes it was just, you know, to capture a culture. You traveled with him as well. Just tell us a little more about your travels outside of war zones.
Yeah. I mean, I went with David to some of, to me, the most difficult places in the world to figure out. You know, it's different from war zones. We crossed Russia together on the Trans-Siberian Railway, and we went to a hockey arena in the city of Yaroslavl, and that name might be familiar to some people because that is a city that lost its entire professional hockey team in a plane crash. It was awful. And David and I went there to a youth hockey sort of camp where these kids were growing up with all this pressure on them because a lot of people in the city viewed them as the future of professional hockey. And it's absolute chaos. I mean, these kids are running around. They've got their gear and everything. You know, I remember seeing David just kind of zero in on this redhead who's the focus here. And just, I mean, it's just in those eyes. You just feel everything that that story was about sort of in that image. Yeah. And that was David. I mean, he knew where to go in a room, and he could put that camera so, so close, but without being imposing. Yeah. And he just had this way.
David Green, it's the loss of three lives, the Afghan driver, the translator, and the photographer. But it's also just such a reminder that this is dangerous work. This conflict is not over.
Believe me, Robin, I live in awe of our colleagues who are putting their lives at risk. And you just hope and pray that a day like this never comes. But yeah. But it has.
Morning Edition's David Green talking about David Gilkey, the first American journalist not in the military to be killed during the conflict in Afghanistan. He died this weekend, along with Afghan interpreter Zabiullah Tamana. David, thank you.
It's my pleasure, Robin.